FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Good afternoon. I was going to say good morning to Emily from the council. Just tell us what you do, Emily.
Hi, I'm Emily, and I work in recruitment at the Isle of Wight Council.
Okay, and you came in last time, and we were chatting about setting up some stories that are positive stories about people that have joined the council and perhaps done something completely different in a previous life.
Yeah, we've done some. Yeah, we've done quite a few, haven't we? Now, but yeah,
we have. And I say it's lovely to, and you know my thoughts on the council and what they do. Mm-hmm. And I just wish that people would look a little bit further than the end of their nose to realise that there's a lot of people doing fantastic things. Now, before I forget, there was an event that was coming. Is it coming up?
Yeah, it is. It's on the 27th of May, and we're doing. It's a repeat of our September event that we run every year. It's a Care and Health Careers Festival, and it's going to be open from 10 till 2 at Lord Louis Library. It's a Wednesday. I think it's in school holidays, so open to all members of the public, and we'll have a bunch of care and health providers there on the day talking about vacancies, job seeking support. That kind of thing.
So is it aimed at people that are wanting to change careers, people that are unemployed,
everybody? We want everybody and anybody that's thinking that social care might be for them, or healthcare might be for them, or it's not just the typical jobs that we want to promote. We want to promote like the admin support behind those. Perhaps it could be maintenance support behind those, because there's plenty of roles like that too in the health and care sector.
How successful have these events been in the past?
Yeah, we've had lots of visitors. They've been really good. Hence why we want to do a spring one as well. So this will be a sort of sister event to the one in September, which we'll hopefully also run this year. So yeah, for two a year, hopefully, going forward.
Yeah, definitely. Just to recap then, for those that didn't remember, you know, you came in. How did you join the council? How did it come about that you started, got a job?
Well, I just finished my master's degree and just needed some work, and I applied for the council. I think I applied for quite a few positions at the council, and landed this job. Having come from, you know, retail and private sector, and had obviously the transferable skills. So,
would you have, when you were in retail, would you have seen yourself doing this?
No, not at all, actually. I thought that my career path would have gone a very different way, but it didn't. And actually, I've really enjoyed where I've ended up. Wasn't quite expecting to, but I kind of fell into it and found a passion for what I do. So,
excellent.
Worked out well.
And you're still enjoying it?
Yeah, I am.
And
yeah.
How many years on now?
Almost five.
Good
next
grief.
Month. Yeah.
Now, you've got a guest. Do you want to introduce your guest?
Yeah, so...
And why is he here?
Well, we have got Martin with us today, and he is from our Adult Social Care Directorate, and hopefully he's going to talk a little bit about his career and his role. So do you want to say hello?
Yeah, hello. Yes, so I'm Martin. I'm part of the Reablement Outreach Team for the Adult Social Care, which is one of the many branches that there are. Essentially, our department, we offer up to 6 weeks worth of free care for people to get people out of the hospitals, to take the pressure off the hospitals. We're a service for that. But we also help the wider community for people that are struggling who contact Adult Social Care directly. I mean, that's a very small part of what we do, because there's a lot that filters into that. But yeah, that's essentially, I'm Reablement Leader within that department.
That's a great term, reablement. I just think we should just enhance that, reablement.
Well, that's what we do. We do reable people to get back to living independently. And that's what 6 weeks is about. That's why we're slightly different to a care agency. So we have a network of support workers who cover the entire island. And where we're slightly different to a care agency is we provide support. We don't do things for people. We do things with people. So it's getting them out into their own homes, and then actually building their independence. Sometimes it's just building confidence. Sometimes it's just rebuilding routines from being in a hospital for a long period of time. And it just gives them the opportunity to actually start living again their own life after maybe a period in a hospital and a period, you know, we even have care homes where, you know, the Adelaide and the Gouldings, where they actually provide reablement beds, where again, they do reablement with sort of 24-hour support. It's all about just helping the community get back in their own homes.
Now, one of the things, I mean, we spoke about this in the green room. One of my biggest bugbears is people don't look any further than the end of their nose. And I think people like yourselves are doing fantastic work. Just take yourself out of the equation and your team. What then happens to those people that need that reablement?
What do you mean? In terms of
What else to their lives? You're enhancing their lives.
Oh, definitely. It is, because no one wants to stay in hospital. Some people have been there for weeks and, you know, even months on occasions. So they're desperate to get out and be in their own homes. It gives them the opportunity. You know, we work with other healthcare professionals, because again, a package of care for someone is not just made up of us going in and helping them make their dinner or helping them do their personal care, get washed and dressed. You know, we also deal with a lot of other services, you know, physios, you know, there's occupational therapists, which help, you know, put, you know, handrails in people's property so they can live independently if they are, you know, if their mobility struggles. We also have speech therapists, and, you know, we're even involved in the NHS side of it in terms of dealing with district nurses who can come out. So it's a whole, there's a whole, you know, lots of people involved in a single person's package of care, really, and we're just, you know, a small part of that.
So, I mean, it's all positive. You take that out of the equation and that person's life is not very nice.
Oh, well, no, they're great. Exactly. They, you know, they can decline and end up even back in hospital, which again just puts extra pressure on the on the NHS, on St Mary's itself, you know, because they're constantly, you know, everyone's in the news is aware of how much pressure the NHS and the hospitals are under. So our service gives an opportunity to get people, like I say, back in their own homes, living independently, support them through their journey. And, you know, we don't just leave them as well. If they, you know, if they do require longer than 6 weeks, we can then get agencies involved who then can look after more on a long-term basis.
Must be really rewarding, isn't it?
Oh, it is to see some of the cases where you do take someone through that reablement journey, to see them initially where they, you know, they are very immobile, because a lot of people have spent a long time in hospital and not really been stuck in a hospital bed, and, you know, this first time they're actually moving about, and to see them build their strength and even build back their routines and then get to a position where, you know, they don't need us anymore and they can live how they used to live before, yeah, it is really rewarding.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, you know, that's out there, but when people moan and groan about things that say, well, what do you do? And you think there's so many people like yourselves that are doing fantastic work, and if you didn't do it, things would be really, really bad for those people and their families as well, because it would put an enormous amount of pressure. Now, what did you do before this job?
Okay, so I kind of, yeah, it's a bit of a different route I took to most people who have ended up in adult social care. But prior to this, I worked in business environment for nearly 15 years in business to business. It was, again, more account management, client relationship building. It was a lot of, like, sales meetings, that type of thing. So, yeah, for me to move over into adult social care, and again, I ended up going into adult social care because I can quite like changing things happen in my life, and I ended up leaving that last position to look after a disabled relative and spending that time with them. And I suppose that, in a way, that subconsciously, you know, drew me in to adult social care. And when I started working in reablement, as more of a sort of, I was response coordinator, which is more of an admin based role initially, where we're putting together the rounds for the support workers and looking at the referrals coming directly from the hospital. So I started off through that, and then I've been able to move on to reablement leader, which is, you know, going out assessing properties, which again is, you know, client relationship building. It is all about, you know, managing that account, although not in a sort of sales and service environment. It's more of a, you know, community friendly environment, which is nicer, really. You know, they've not got that hard edge of trying to sell something. You're actually delivering a service that people need and people want and people really appreciate.
Would you enjoy most? I mean, would you go back to that, or are you happy where you are?
Oh no, I really like what I'm doing at the moment, because it is different going out and seeing these people in the communities. And, you know, some people you go to, you know, they are struggling, you know, they don't have a great environment as well, living environment. So it's nice to, you know, it's really rewarding to, you know, be able to give them a service that actually helps them improve their quality of life, fundamentally.
And when it comes down to it, and people, you're faced with somebody and they ask you that question, like, well, what do you know about it? What have you ever been through? You know, you've got the experience of.
Yeah, and a lot of times I do draw on my personal experiences, because I can, you know, because I can empathise with a lot of these people. I have been in a personal level, and even, you know, one of my relatives was on the reablement pathway prior to me joining it. So, you know, I can see it from both the family side of it and the sort of professional side of it. And I think that does really help to sort of understand that.
When you think of what you used to do and what you do now, would you have ever thought back then that you'd be doing what you're doing now?
Not in a million years, to be honest.
Really?
No way. But, you know, since I've been doing this, I've actually realised that there is quite a lot of transferable skills. So if people out there wondering, you know, are not in a care industry or social worker or adult social care kind of industry or role at the moment, that actually there's still opportunities within adult social care that you can use these skills to transfer. Like I say, I was doing business sales, customer service stuff, but actually there's a lot of transferable skills I'm able to bring into my new role with a slight adaptation, you know. And if you're driven to and a good work ethic, then, you know, the opportunities are there. And even now, the opportunity is still there for me. You know, there's a lot of different avenues I can go down in terms of, like I mentioned, the occupational therapist team, and even going down a physio team, that, you know, the council services do offer these routes as well. So, you know, there is plenty of opportunity, even, you know, even as you gradually climb the ladder as such.
So what advice would you give to people that were like you, doing something completely different, and because something happened in your life, your mindset changed, and now you've gone over there and you've done it, you've cracked it, and now you're a leading light? And what would you say to those people that were, you know, maybe looking at changing a career, or maybe thinking, I'm not quite sure about adult social care? What would you say to them?
I think definitely give an opportunity. And it's also interesting for me to come out of the private sector to work into the public sector, working for the council. So that's a kind of quite a big transition as well. But I've really enjoyed it, to be honest. And it's, you know, it's a lot of less pressure of sales, you know, and it's more you can focus on, you know, because you haven't got to kind of drive revenue and, you know, do the hard sell, and it isn't relying on that. You can actually take the time to, you know, make sure, focus on the service and the quality of the service that gets provided. And the council, yeah, is great at backing that, and also backing training and development. So I've also, since I've been working with the council, I've been on the, you know, I've got an apprenticeship course, I've completed my level 2, so I'm looking to go on to my level sort of 3. So it's always pushing to get you the opportunities to get qualifications as well.
That's something that we should make a real point of, because it's a case of, it's not, you're not just going in, doing the job and so on. They're actually wanting you to be better and you know, move forward and obviously retrain other people, yeah. I guess.
And that's actually what I look back on when I worked in a professional thing, was, you know, I've done 15 years. It was really like good work, account management, doing some like large contract values and stuff like that. But actually I left and it's like, well, I've got no qualifications in that. And a lot of these times now people don't even look at you unless you've got these kind of qualifications. Well, actually, since I've been with the council already, I've only been with the council be 3 years in May, so I've already gone through a year's course to get one certificate, and now I can actually see a progression to actually get qualifications that are, no doubt, stand me in good stead in the future, depending on which avenue I want to, or even where stay where I am. So
how fantastic is that? So what's your ambition now? You're there and you're doing all this wonderful work and so on, and I'm sure you want to continue with that as for as long as you possibly can, but what's the next big step for you?
Well, at the moment I'm still absorbing everything. So literally my role, I only started this new role in December, and it's been really, you know, great to, you know, take on a brand new challenge of that, and even understanding how, you know, even more when I say about how different pieces fit into person's care, understanding more about how that branch works, the sort of finer details of what implements in that. And again, I've got personal experiences dealing with some of these people as well. I mean, I'm quite interested in the occupational therapist side of it, where you're looking at actually, you know, adapting people's homes so they can live, you know. But again, you know, there's also opportunities within the social workers to become, you know, actual social worker and working on client cases. The really good thing about my role as a enablement lead is I get to touch a lot of these contact points already. So it just helps build relationships. But at the moment, I'm quite happy to, you know, to just absorb it all and just grow within my enablement leader role. Before, you know, trying to take over the council completely. So
what about when you're working with these people, and some of them, I would imagine that some of the stories are quite heart-rending and heartbreaking and so on, and you think, how do you, you know, stay professional? How do you keep the distance and not get involved in, you know, because I would imagine it can be upsetting at times.
Yeah, and it's been an important thing about understanding you know, the boundaries within your position and role. Yeah, obviously there's big emotions involved through family, through members. You know, these people are using our service because they're in a situation that is, you know, not great. They've obviously been through a bad time. And sometimes you get families that are very overprotective of, you know, especially elderly relatives, because a lot of people we deal with, you know, the island is quite an old demographic generally. So the majority of the people are people who had falls in hospital maybe, or are really kind of very old and sort of frail. So, you know, you get those pressures and that. But again, it's understanding what behaviours you need to address, which again is some transferable skills I take from my previous role. Understanding you have got to be, you know, friendly, helpful, but yet professional at all times, and just there to help these people through their journey. You know, I've got a couple of clients at the moment that, you know, that it seems like everything could go wrong, does go wrong for them, but, you know, as long as I keep in contact with them and build that constant relationship, that they know that I'm there to support them as well. So
how wonderful is that? How many more are like you? How many more have we got at the council that are doing all this, you know, wonderful work?
Well, we've got a fabulous team in terms of the departments. Like I say, we've broken up into a group of sort of managers, the enablement leaders, which I think there's about 10 or 12 or something like that. And even as sponsor coordinators, there's a similar amount of them. So like I say, they's the guys that sort of put the packages, initially packages together and do the system stuff. So yeah, and we all work together to you know, dip in and out of each other's, to help each other, to help all the clients that we service as well, so...
Brilliant.
It's a real team effort. And that's what I really love about our ethos. And it is. I love being part of the team. You know, we all work together, and it's not easy to do. Some of it is difficult, challenging situations when, you know, some of it is even life or death situations. So, you know, it's really rewarding when, you know, you have some sort of successes and that these people, you know, you feel like you're actually making a difference to community.
I think that's wonderful. It's a great story. It's uplifting as well. And I've got a message for people out there listening. Basically, you know, sometimes the council get a hard time for no reason whatsoever, other than they're not, people don't look beyond their nose. That's it. That's all they see. And when you hear stories that is actually going on, every day you're doing something, every day you're changing somebody's life, every day you're making a difference. And sometimes we forget that there are people like you out there that are doing all of these things, but unfortunately there are a few people that pour cold water and say, oh, blooming council, they don't, what do they do? And we moan about the adult social care bill. Well, that's not your fault, you're just doing your job. It's you know, we've got to look after people, and that's what you're doing, and I think that's amazing. And we all know that, what's the average age on the island, 64?
Probably.
It ain't going to get any easier, is it? So you've got a job for life there, haven't you?
I know. It's a good job for life, though.
Yeah, look, see, yeah. You're still smiling.
Yeah, I know.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, but it's like you say, you know, we're literally every day we're taking someone out of hospital and starting them on our Raven pathway. So, you know, like that, and to help the community and to help the other services like the NHS, you know, take the pressures off them, you know, it can only be a good thing for the island.
Can you just go back and tell us what made you go for the job? What made you change direction?
Okay, well, what actually happened? So my mum had a stroke 10 years ago, which left her paralysed down her left-hand side. And at the time, my dad was her full-time carer. And then in 2019, he had a stroke and passed away. So at that point, it was kind of sort of pantsation amongst the family. So I said, okay, well, I'll leave work to kind of look after mum for a period of time. At the time, I thought it was only going to be a short period, but this was 2019. And then literally a few months later is when COVID hit. So that put the world kind of on hold. And then once that kind of died down, I saw the opportunity to, you know, to like I said, the skills that I sort of see that I had from my previous background, I could see, well, actually, they might work in this allied social care. And since then, I've been heavily involved, especially with stroke survivors. So I did have that kind of sort of connection. And that's how I sort of began. And response coordinator really was almost a really good entry level position for me, because then I didn't know anything about allied social care, really. I was like, you know, social workers and carers, is that what it is? But actually being there and understanding, actually, you know, crisis response, how the hospitals react to that, you know, the other services that I spoke about as well, it's been really interesting to, you know, to get that. So that's how I sort of fell into adult social care, because a lot of people within adult social care have been there for, you know, a good number of years, really. So I'm quite unusual in the fact that I spent, you know, a large part of my career in a completely different setting. But yeah, so since I've done that, like I say, it'd be 3 years in May, you know, never look back.
You're a real shining light. Thank you for coming in and telling us all about this. It's a real positive story. It's a lovely story. And for those that you might recognise his voice, yes, it is Martin. He used to do the Thursday afternoon
show. I know, right? That's what I mean. That gap of not working is when I was volunteering with you guys.
Helping
the community in a different way.
That's it. And brilliant. Now, good for you. I'm really pleased that you came in and told the story. And you couldn't have picked a better guest.
I couldn't have, could I?
Have you got someone else coming in next time?
I can find somebody.
Can't you just bring him back?
If you want.
Brightens up the day, doesn't he?
Yeah, right.
There must be loads of other people that are doing other stuff out there. You know, he can't take the credit for everything.
Yeah, no. We've got loads of different directorates. It's not just adult social care. We like adult social care because obviously we'd like to promote all the roles that we've got. We've got a lot of roles in that sector. But, you know, we've got our children's social care. We've got our community support, our community services, like the leisure centres and that kind of thing. We've got so many different departments that are all so focused on our community. And it's great.
So what's the advice to people that are in between jobs or wanting a new career? You know, I would imagine we're talking adult social care. People might think, well, I don't really want to work with that. You know, the kids are more that I'm used to. They might be working in a school but want to change in direction. What would you say to them? What's the advice?
give it a go. Give it a go, because, you know, like Martin's talked about a lot of transferable skills, and there is always transferable skills of everything. And, you know, for Martin, like he said, he's never going to look back, and actually that might be you. So take the leap and give it a go.
All right. Just tell us one more time about the event that's happening in May.
Yes, on the 27th at Lord Louis Library in Newport by the bus station, and it's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Okay, and if I was to give it a go, what do I do? Who do I get in touch with?
So on the Isle of Wight Council website, the address has changed, and I can't remember what it is, so you have to forgive me. But if you go to the Isle of Wight Council website, there is a sort of like tab button at the top called Jobs and Careers. If you click through to that, there is a bit that says Find a Vacancy or something along those lines, and you click that, and then it takes you to all of our list of our current vacancies. You can filter it by adult social care if that's what you want to do, or by other directorates and areas of work, and that's where all of our jobs are.
How many jobs have you got at the moment, do you know?
I don't off the top of my head.
Is it a lot?
There's a few, I think, but yeah. We upload every sort of like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, sometimes on a Tuesday and Thursday. So weekly, definitely, for sure. There's always new jobs going out weekly.
And benefits?
Oh, God. Now you're testing me. Yeah, there's quite a few. So we've got obviously the local government pension scheme, yeah, which is great. We offer a lot of flexible working. You know, me and Martin were both saying that we work from home, you know, a period of time and come into the office. We have that choice. We've also got, you know, local shop discounts, that kind of thing, travel discounts.
Yeah, very, very good discount on ferries.
You know, that kind of thing.
But no, the council does provide, you know, decent benefits, and even just like say putting you through the training is, you know, is a costly is a cost. Is,
you
know,
I'm going to put you under a bit of pressure, yeah, now. I want you to answer honestly. We just mentioned pension. We just mentioned the very good scheme that you got of getting on and off the island and so on. Take your old self, you know, go back and look in through the window. Would you have thought that all of that was happening within the council?
No, definitely not. No, that's it. I think part of it probably was how you were thinking, how you described the general feeling of the council, that they don't do much for you other than kind of raise your council tax each year. But actually, yeah, they do a great deal. All the services that we offer as a council is really good. And it is there to help the community. You know, we are all pulling together. We all just want, you know, everyone to have the best quality of life on the island. Mm. I mean, we are quite a unique setting in ourselves being an island-based thing. So we don't necessarily get the influx or the affluence that, you know, you get from mainlands with larger cities. So, you know, anything we do to pull together, not just in adult social care, but, you know, environmental, in housing, you know, we all just pull together to try and achieve a common goal, really, to help us all.
Brilliant. Thank you, Martin, for coming in. It's really good to see you again as well. And thank you, Emily. We'll see you at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Last Tuesday of the month. Katie will be back then as well.
I'll drag her along.
Yeah, and you've got another guest that you can bring in.
Well, I'll try and find somebody, yes.
If not, just bring Martin back. he'll put on a different voice and pretend to be someone else. All right. Thank you.